These Nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or borrowing, we cover the topics that matter to you, and even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized mortgage lender,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
Jason, why does that matter?
Well, because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we believe you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
We do. We'll keep it short and sweet. We'll pump out quality daily content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask for about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get finance.
You have questions?
We have answers. All right. Welcome everyone back to another episode of These Real Estate Nuts. Today's episode, we are going to talk about whether or not it is cheaper to rent or to own. So we originate from Arizona in the United States of America. And I would say I'm just speaking about the state that we live in. Because I don't know.
We need to only speak about the state that we live in, because this is all over the board if we go national.
I think so. So I just literally don't know if other states are like Arizona, but in Arizona, it's pretty unique. It might be one of the only places or one of the few places in the United States where it is. I think this is a pretty easy answer that it is. I think it is cheaper often to actually purchase a house rather than to
rent a house.
Rent a house. And we're talking about monthly payments.
Yeah.
But we're also talking about like just to get into the house.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you can put down a ton of money. There's all that kind of stuff. But we're going to talk about like that. Let's say bare minimums, like
the average first time home buyer.
Yeah. I'm in an apartment. Should I renew my lease or should I look for a place? I don't have a ton of money.
Or I need to go rent a new place.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you've got other expenses.
So that's where it's big time. So a lot of times people will reach out and say, hey, man, I'd love to buy, but I just can't afford it. So I'm looking to rent. And my next question is like, do you have $4,000 or so for your deposits? Which usually freaks people out.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Yep.
But there's some stuff associated. If you ever rented, you kind of know this stuff. You got the security deposit, right? That you have to put down on the property. A lot of people have pets.
Yeah.
If you have pets, then you're going to have additional pet deposits. You could have cleaning deposits. You're going to have first month's rent that you have to throw down, right?
Yeah. And then you got to pay for the things like the background check.
Could have a background check.
Application fees.
Application, credit checks, all that kind of stuff.
And that's if you get approved or not approved, you're still paying those while you're searching.
I've had clients, just because in Arizona, it's a very competitive market. So you may literally have to apply for 5, 6, 7 places before you even get one. Because
pay fees on all of them.
They're just stacking up applications. And So you're throwing down money for all that stuff. So let's talk about how is it possible that it could be cheaper to get into an actual house?
Well, I think that, there's programs that require very little down. There are also programs that are very popular with first-time home buyers that have down payment assistance.
Okay? That's right. So we talked about that in the other episode, but basically down payment assistance is what?
Down payment assistance is just, there are some provisions, but it's a municipal help that will give you X dollars in order to use towards either down payment and closing costs, or down payment only, or closing mm-hmm. costs only, however you need to use it.
Yeah, okay.
In many cases, which we talked about in the last episode, in many cases, if that's your only thing stopping you is down payment, which if you look back at what we're talking about with deposits and all of these things,
yeah.
I mean, there's no help to get deposits, right?
There's no way to get help with deposits. That's right. So I've actually got a lot of people into homes that down payment assistance programs are with different various ones. And sometimes they get into the house without actually no down payment or very little.
Very little.
Definitely less than the deposits that they'd put down on a rental. But then there's some other costs, though, which should blow this whole theory out of the water. What about closing costs? I mean, you got to come up with that, right?
If you have a pro realtor,
mm-hmm.
and remember, we are in a seller's market. Right?
Yeah, it's tougher.
It is tougher. But if you've got a pro realtor and they know how to negotiate, and that realtor
mm-hmm.
can negotiate those closing costs for you, now you can have the seller pay your closing costs, the down payment assistance help you with the down payment.
What?
I mean,
I've seen people get into houses for, you know, hundreds of dollars, or even, you know, somewhere above $1,000. Like,
yeah.
If you negotiate the closing costs from the seller. So, moral of the story is, don't just say like there's no way I can rent or buy a property because I don't have the money. Talk to a professional first, see what's out there, compare the two, and then let's just say, okay, so you've got them to negotiate your closing costs for you. You've got down payment assistance. So now you're getting into the property for cheaper.
Yeah.
But let's just talk about the overall price. Let's pretend there's no deposits, there's no down payments, none of that, all things being equal.
I'm just going to go rent, or I'm going to
straight up, right?
Buy. Yeah.
Which is cheaper there. So I'm finding that a lot of times, like, rent is higher than your monthly mortgage payment.
Yeah. And even if the monthly mortgage payment is slightly higher, you've got some advantages there.
Yeah. Okay. So you're getting some tax advantages at the end of the year.
You could be getting tax advantages.
Right.
You've got appreciation.
I mean, that
is how people accumulate wealth.
Yes. Big time, dude. I've sold multiple houses and made tens of thousands of dollars tax free. And of course, we're not giving CPA advice. Yeah. Talk to your CPA. But as of the recording of this podcast, I mean, if you've lived in the house two of the last 5 years as your primary residence, then you would be able to take that that profit above and beyond what you paid for the property. And
there's some thresholds, but yeah, there's.
Yeah. So, and again, talk to your CPA to see if you qualify for that. But I mean, I've gotten tens of thousands of dollars. You report it to the government and then they don't ask for a single dollar of it, which is amazing.
Yeah. The benefit to renting for a landlord is that equity is happening for that landlord.
You're paying their mortgage.
And you're paying the mortgage. Whether they, okay, so it's two things. If that landlord owns it free and clear, you're just paying them.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. So now they've got income. Mm-hmm. But either, it doesn't matter either way. If there's debt on the property, they have a mortgage on it and you're just paying that, or you're paying them. If none of that happened, that property is still appreciating, because guess what? They own it.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
And guess what? You don't own.
Yeah. Nothing.
You don't own anything.
Yeah.
And so it's not appreciating.
Totally.
We've had a couple of times it's come up in our last podcasts, Arizona specific, our market is just going nuts and it doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon.
No, I don't think it will, not for several years. And I think actually across the nation, I think people are going to see that prices of houses are going to keep going up. Yeah. Now, what's not gone up, but it's going to has to go up, in my opinion, is interest rates.
Totally.
That's another reason why right now is a great time to buy, because you're going to get a low interest rate, which will make you have a lower payment. And then there's some unseen advantages of just the fact that you own your own home, like, you don't have to ask permission to get a pit bull or whatever kind of dog. Paint your walls purple inside. Yeah. Like that is worth something too. So, you know, I'm going to say that's probably that. Shane, what would you say, like, the one takeaway for the common Joe is today?
That it is probably more likely beneficial for you to own than it is to rent.
I think people could be surprised.
And that's solid gold.
Yes, if you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text LOAN to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text HOME to Jason at 602-975-2772. If you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.